Praise his name. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand if you'd like. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, how we just thank you so much. Father, to know you're here with us tonight. Lord Jesus, to feel you flowing from breast to breast, Father. And to, Lord, have your word, just that part of you just bubbling in our hearts, Lord. We're so thankful for your goodness and your mercy in our lives. For Father, I know in myself, and I feel everyone's the same, we can look in our lives and know we're not worthy. Lord Jesus, in this flesh, why you chose us. Father, one day maybe you'll tell us. Lord Jesus, as you reveal yourself throughout eternity. But Lord, I'm so thankful. And I just want to praise you and worship you. Rejoice in your goodness. Father, and just tell all, Lord, how wonderful thou art. Bless us tonight, Lord. May you just be with us, the song service, the word as it comes forth. Feed us what you have for us, Lord, tonight, that we may draw closer to you. That's our prayer, Father. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. Do you love him? Amen. It ain't growing cold, is it? Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. Praise his holy name. Let's turn to page 256 and sing, I have found the way. You found that way, saints. Leads to endless day. Praise his name. I praise his holy name. I have found the way that leads to endless day. Yonder in the glory land, and the road is bright, for Jesus is the light, and I hold his guiding hand. Amen. Oh, I have found the way. Oh, I have found the way. Hallelujah. Oh, I have found a way. Oh, I will never fear, for Jesus is so near. I will bravely meet the foe. Happy songs I'll sing in honor to the King and to glory. Amen. Souls eternal home. Oh, I have found the way. I have found the way. Oh, glory. Amen. Sing it again. Hallelujah. Oh, I have found the way. Father, oh Lord, your grace and mercy. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I have found a way. Amen. Amen. His mercy, saints. Amen. So thankful. Hallelujah. Praise his name. You may be seated if you'd like. We turn to 244 over just a page. Heaven's Jubilee.
Amen.
Amen. Some glad morning. Think about that morning, saints, as you sing. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be with the saints arrive, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. And oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning. Now I almost see the saint of death rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, chained with this to be, oh, let the saints to fly to that jubilee. And oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all. Blessed Savior in the sky, when with all that heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join that song, with them we shall be. Oh, praise Christ, amen. Heaven's jubilee, and oh, what singing, oh, what shouting.
Savior in the sky.
Amen. Oh, like I said, saints, right now we can sing and shout. Joy in our hearts, burning what he's done for us. Amen. If you've never seen it, never experienced it, hard to imagine what it'd be like to worship him throughout eternity. But I'm sure we can imagine it. Amen. Because that desire is in our heart to do it right now, saints. Amen. I love him. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Page 166. When we all get to heaven. Amen. We sing it quite often, saints. But think, when we all get there, what a day. Amen.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy.
Amen. That's what you're worshiping.
In the mansion, bright and blessed, you prepared for us a place. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day. We'll shout the victory. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and we'll shout the victory. Oh, while we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are
over, oh, think about it,
paddle not aside. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and we'll shout the victory. Oh, let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse,
oh, one glimpse,
will the toils of life repay. We'll shout the victory. Oh, onward to the prize before us. Soon his dear team will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and we'll shout.
Amen. All sing. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Lord, I love you. Oh, hallelujah. I love you.
What a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and we'll shout the victory.
Amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord, I adore you. Your mighty grace in my life, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, saints. Oh, I look forward to worshiping throughout eternity. Oh, his grace. Hallelujah.
Oh, get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be.
Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and we'll shout the victory. Amen. Oh, saints. Amen. It's a reality. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I love Him. Oh, I love Him, saints. Amen. Amen. Praise His name. You know, saints, I love Him so much. His mercy and His grace. Why wouldn't we want to praise Him? Worship Him. Amen. But you know, I just thought just hit me. I'd like to sing this little verse on 75. More than our praise and our worship, what He wants to see, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Amen.
I'd do more for Him than all our praise and holler and shouting. Amen. A little change in tone, but let's sing it.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All the wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus is seen in me. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All His wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, fill my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus is seen in me.
Is that your prayer?
The beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All His wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus is seen in me.
Amen. Is that your desire? Let His beauty, amen, nature of God, be seen in me in every circumstance. Amen. Oh, saints, I love Him. Pray that He'll have the complete control of my life, every step I take. Amen. Praise His name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Brother Luke Hamilton, would you like to come for the offering? Take it up. Praise His mighty holy name. Amen. Praise His name. Ask the blessing if you would. Amen. Praise His name. It's worth it all to be His child.
Yes, it is.
Amen. I believe that with all my heart, saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise His name.
It's worth it all to be His child, to serve Him through each last long mile. To feel His power,
worth it all to be His child, saints, to serve Him through each last long mile. Amen. A lot of people start out running for all they're worth, saints. And at the last, when it gets tiresome and hard, they give up. I like that line. I just feel they know what they're talking about. It's worth it all to serve Him through each last long mile. These last few miles may seem the hardest and the longest. It's worth it. Amen. Amen. It's worth it. Praise His name. How many have requests on your heart like take before Him? Amen. Hold it on your heart. Brother Tim, would you take it? Precious God.
Express what you mean to us, Lord, and not just say thank you. Lord, oftentimes we lift up our hands, we'll signify there is a need. And Lord, you know what that need is.
Yes, you do.
Lord, we just ask that you meet each one of those, Lord, according to your will. But Lord, we don't want to ever forget just to raise our hand one time, sometimes, and just say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For all the things you've given
us.
For the many blessings, Lord, for the many needs you've already met.
Lord,
we are so thankful, Lord, just for all that you do for us.
Yes.
And Lord, we just pray that you would bless those needs, whatever they may be, Lord, whether it be physical, financial. But Lord, I pray the cry of each and every heart, Lord, is a need for greater understanding, greater revelation of your words, to be more like you, Lord,
yes,
to be conformed to your image.
Yes.
Lord, we just be with those who wasn't able to be here this evening. Lord, those that may be in the nursing home or the hospital, Lord, just touch them, bless them, Lord, and raise them up, we ask. It will give you the glory and the honor and the blessed name for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we ask.
Amen. Praise His holy name. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. You have a song coming? Ask if you come.
There's a hunger in my soul that I've never felt before, a desire to please the Lord, to live by every word. And as each day draws closer, I can clearly see that I need more and more of Him and less and less. I need more of Him and less of me. Made into His image is what I long to be. Completely yielded to Him so others may see.
Others may see
more of Him. My body be a temple, His Spirit to indwell. Each day in His precious word, I will hide myself. I can see that I need more and more of him and less of me. I need more of him and less of me. Made into his image is what I long to be. Completely yielded to him
so others may see.
Others may see
more of him.
More of him and less of me.
I need more of him,
more of him, and less of me.
Amen. I'm sure that's the desire of every heart. We need more of him and less of me. Amen. Let us all stand. Let's sing our little chorus, Shine on Me, and we're going to ask Brother Timothy to come tonight and deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart. And I trust, as it is with me, I'm sure it will be also with you, that you're hungry for the Word of God. Saying, Lord, speak to me through your Word. Amen. Because we all need it.
Amen.
We need more of him, which is the Word. Amen. Shine on me. Shine on me, let the light from God's lighthouse shine on me, oh let it shine on me, oh let it shine.
At this time, Lord, once more to partake of your precious word.
Yes.
Lord, we didn't come here to hear any certain man, Lord, or to hear any certain person get up to speak to show us how good they can speak, Lord. But Lord, we've just humbly gathered asking you to have your way this night.
Yes.
Lord, only you know what we have need of, Lord.
Yes.
And only you know, Lord, what you want for us this evening. And Lord, we just want to be yielded vessels, Lord, humble before you. And out of the way, Lord, that you could just have your way, your preeminence in all things. And Lord, may your word just be whatever it's intended to be this evening, Lord. Whatever you see fit, may it bless someone in that manner. And Lord, we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor. And we're just so thankful, Lord, for your presence here with us. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, we ask. Amen. Don't you love him? Oh, he's so sweet. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Oh, he is so sweet. Let's just sing that little chorus before we begin there. I love him. Amen. I love him.
loved each one of us.
Amen.
Brother Branham said if there was a deep calling to the deep, that deep already had to be there to respond.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for God's mercy and grace in our lives. I'm just so thankful. If while you're still standing, let's just turn our Bibles to Galatians for a scripture reading to start with. Just bear with me. I've got a thought on my heart. Let's just see what the Lord has for us here. Amen. I'll try not to hold you very long, just a short exhortation, but to stir up your minds. Amen.
Yes.
Keep our minds stirred back to that word. Keep it stirred to what God's doing.
Amen.
You know, we don't want to ever fail when the Holy Spirit begins to move and God begins to bring something to our attention. We don't want to ever let something else, maybe the pastor has to come and bring a message a different direction or this way. We don't want to ever let our minds lose what God was leading us into. We want to make sure we stay in tune so when God's time comes right back, we're right there, right where we was. Got our hearts set, ready to run. Keep moving on. Never lagging behind. Amen. Here in Galatians 2:20, a very familiar scripture. But I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith or revelation of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. My, how precious he is. Excuse me for a minute. So thankful. Amen. For what God's done for us. But my, is kind of keep on along the thought Brother DeLong has been bringing there of identifying yourself in the scriptures. I was praying before service and I had listened to a message earlier in the week and just a little thought struck my heart of a story. It's in the Old Testament and we'll get to it eventually, Lord's will. But just keeping ourselves, saints, as we're moving in time and God's time is winding down.
Yes, it is.
The move is on.
Amen.
And we've reached a time where we've got to have a total assurance.
Yes.
There can't be no doubt in your heart, not a lick.
Oh, Lord.
Just as much as I know this is God talking to me, I got to know every word in that Bible is God speaking to me. The revelation of this day was God spoke to us again through these precious messages, through Brother Branham. And we've got to see that those mysteries of God was finished.
Amen.
They were complete.
Yes.
God give all that was needed to restore that church back to the original.
Hallelujah.
But the people has got to get a revelation. They have to come to the full understanding of what's lying in what God's already given us.
Yes.
And what God has already placed inside each one of you. And that's kind of what I want to remind us about tonight. Let's turn over to 2 Kings. And I just start here. We'll just see what the Lord has. But Second Kings, the 4th chapter. I'm sorry, guys. Praise the Lord. Amen. This little story of the Shunammite woman. Just a little something I want you to catch before we jump on over into our main thing, but it's just how precious how God places little nuggets in his word. And my, here in the 2 Kings, oh, I got 1 Kings. Amen. The 4th chapter here, and let's begin about the 16th verse. And you know, Shunammite woman was barren, she didn't have any children, and she had asked the prophet. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaiden. And the woman conceived and bare a son that season that Elisha had said unto her according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that it went out to his fathers to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said unto the lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And my, you sisters ought especially as a mother know what that would have been like.
But I want you to notice the strength in this little old lady. Watch, she had faith in God's prophet at that time. She knew he was a holy man, but just she knew the word of the Lord had came to her and told him that was her son. Just watch the strength that's in her here now. And she says, and she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Amen. Amen. Just think, it shall be well. Just a calmness. Yes. You know, just think of her here now. She's in her haste. She knew she had to get to her. But she said, it shall be well. Just hang on here. And he said, and then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward and slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. And so she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to God's servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? And is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. Amen. Now here in her heart, she knew. She knew that child was dead. And I'm sure as it says, my brother Brenham maybe said it, that her husband was grieving. Here he is, you know, he's a son. He finally had a son, and son's gone. But still yet, she got there. She didn't. The first thing out of her was, Lord, I need. Lord, please. No. It is well. Amen. What a way to approach God. Amen. But then listen here. She says, she came to the man of God on the run now, I pray thee, to meet her. And said, is it well? It is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gaza came nearer to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. And then we know the rest of the story there. God moved on a scene and raised it back to life. But I want you to notice the situation that arose in her life. What a crisis. What a circumstance here. As in the natural. But there wasn't a lot of, nowhere in the scriptures does it say she was faint. It don't say that she was all beat down, but no, it is well. Amen. Amen. Don't matter what had come her way, she knew. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now let's turn over here to the book of John, the first chapter. Amen. Now she had the word of the Lord through the prophet mm-hmm. of that day. Yes. Jesus came on the scene and spoke his word for us, for me and you. He spoke himself. Amen. 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 Glory. Saints, we have got to come to a place to where we have a total assurance. Amen. We have got to see with a reality every scripture Glory. Is for me and for you. Amen. The Holy Spirit's been pressing it, and it yes. still is. Amen. These things I'm going to read now on through here, we've just read probably in the last 3 weeks. Some of, if I haven't, Brother Philip or Brother D. Long has. But let's just let God speak to our hearts. It may just be for one, maybe stir everybody. But we need to let God. We can't have no confidence in ourselves. We can do nothing. We are nothing. But through God, all things are possible. Through Him, it's all finished. It is well. There's an assurance that when God places a revelation down in your heart, it don't matter what circumstance of life comes your way. There's a deep, settled peace. Amen. There is an assurance. I don't care when this world begins to tumble and rock and reel. That assurance will be in the heart of a people. Amen. They will know with an assurance in their heart. They won't be grabbing hold of what's... No, there'll be a deep, settled peace in the heart of that special people. Knowing with an assurance, Lord, I've kept your word. Amen. What a blessed people that will be. And I'm, hey, Lord, I'm so thankful by grace. I know I can see through these scriptures and through the work that he is doing through my life for me. Not maybe, I can't tell you all the same. Each one's got, we got to evaluate ourselves with the word and see what God's vindicating out through us. But if we can see that token on display, know it's there with an assurance. Oh my, what a blessed, blessed people we are. Amen. But I want you to know, as I kind of spoke a little bit on this the last time I spoke, God did not take any chances. Amen. But I want you just to look at these scriptures here. It's John, the first chapter, and we'll start here at the 46th verse. or 40, let's just back up to the 44 so we catch everything that happened here. And he says, now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter, and Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there be any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip saith unto him, come and see. And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he saith to him, behold, an Israelite, indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Amen. Glory. Just remember, the prophet came in this day, and God, through that prophet, spoke. And said, before the foundations of the world, I was in the thoughts of God. Amen. And the prophet told us, if you can see this, you'll see many things. Listen to what Jesus tells Nathanael. He says, Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. And Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. My, before they called you, I knew you. Now that was personal to Nathanael. He was sitting there, Jesus was sitting there in the flesh and told him, I knew you when you was underneath that fig tree. And Nathanael knew he'd been there. Amen. Amen. Just think about it. Now here we come down through time. Placed in these flesh bodies, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But God in due season sent his word in a special way. Sometimes a lot of people say, we found God. No, God found you when it was time. Amen. Oh, if there was ever anything laying on the inside, God watches over his own. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad he's holding me. I'm not holding him. Amen. Amen. I might slip, but he won't ever slip. Amen. He is holding on. Oh, my. And that's the confidence, saints, you've got to have. Not only he give us his word in fullness, but I want to read this little quote one more time. We've heard it many times, but we could just mention it, but I'm just going to read it here in the Church Age book. And let it be real to you, saints. This wasn't put here by chance. These words were spoke. I believe God knew. He knew it was needed, and he made a way that it would be on paper. Many people throw this book away and say, oh, that wasn't Brother Branham. That wasn't the Lord. But I can see it with the scripture, and I know this is what God wanted me to know. Amen. Amen. Listen here on page 152, as he says, now then here we are coming to a conclusion. This is 153, about middle of the page. As the eternal Logos God was manifest in the Son, and in Jesus dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That eternal one was the Father manifested in flesh. Thereby gain the title of Son, even as we eternal in his thoughts. In our turn became the many-membered, spoken-word seed manifest in flesh. And those eternal thoughts now manifest in flesh are the sons of God. Amen. Even as are we so called. We did not become seed by the rebirth. We were seed and therefore were reborn, for only the elect can be reborn. Amen. Because we were seed is the reason we could be quickened. And none seed, there is nothing to quicken. Amen. Saints, that ought to cause such a stir in our hearts. Yes. If we can see by faith we have been quickened. If the Spirit of Christ dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal bodies. Amen. Bring about a change. Bring out a reality to the Word. Bring it to life. It's not something I'm following the Bible or I'm following the Word, but it brings the Word to life. It brings these pages alive into walking epistles read of all men. Yes, in great fullness, not just part of it, not just this portion of it, but all of the Word becoming manifested in flesh once more. Yes. Coming back. Hey, amen. Let's turn over here to John. Let's see here. Hey, amen. A lot of these scriptures saying the same thing, but just listen. As he says here, John the 6th chapter, in the 37th verse to the, I think I got it, yeah, 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Amen. And to him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I will came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And that is the Father's will which he hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Then the Jews murmured at him, because he said, I am that bread which came down from heaven. And my, there's just so many messages, so many texts laying, saints, where you could just jump off in. But let's just follow what we've got here. Amen. So glad I've partaken of that heavenly bread. Amen. Glory to God. I came down from heaven, and Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? And Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. Yes. Amen. I will. Amen. Every promise God has given us,
yes,
is a finished work.
It sure is. Amen.
Finished, saints. Our journey is finished. Oh, my.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You know, as we... Oh, my. Let me see here. Amen. Now, let's turn over here to Romans, the 8th chapter. Catch this one very familiar again. Thank you, Lord. We'll start here. Let's go ahead and we'll start the 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And we never want to forget, them that love me will keep my commandments. Amen.
Amen.
That must always be foremost. Must keep my commandments. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son.
Yes, amen.
They will be formed to that image.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't take a chance. He predestinated them.
Amen.
Made them beforehand to be formed to his image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Amen.
Yes.
Listen, saints, I'm telling you, whom he called, them he also justified.
Yes.
Just, I never done it in the first place.
Amen.
Clean slate.
Lord.
There's nothing between me and God.
Praise,
I can stand and pray and know that he hears my prayer.
Amen.
If I know that I've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that old, and that fire came down and cleansed that old one out. And I know I stand before God with that token. Oh, what an assurance we should have to lift up our hands. It don't matter what you have need of or what circumstance, what mountain stands in the way. It's yours. Amen. Don't ever forget it. Amen. And them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. Amen. Praise his name. And what shall we then say if God be for us? Who can be against us? Amen.
Amen.
And that's the assurance that comes into our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can stand before God. Nothing will block his path of travel. When God set things in order, he knew it would run just like he said it would. Many times in the flesh, we might look and think, oh, there was an obstacle got through. No, God knew all along.
Amen.
Every step of the righteous ordained of God, he knew. And my saints, what an assurance we should have in the Word, when we can read these scriptures. I've just picked a few. But we've got to really place ourselves down in there.
Yeah.
Down in that Word and see.
Amen.
Is it me or is it not me?
That's right.
If the life's not producing, it's not me. And I can't have that assurance.
Yeah.
But if by faith and revelation, as this Word's coming forth, anytime our pastor gets up and he's bringing these things or teaching on things, if we by faith can see that taking place in our life, let it bring that assurance. But if it's not bringing that assurance, now is the time to stand humbly before God and say, Lord, I need revelation. I need this certain thing.
Yes.
Lord, show me. Give it to me. Don't be a stiff shirt and say, well, I've been in this message now for maybe 2 years, maybe 100 years. I've got it. I know what. No, just always humbly before God saying, Lord, you lift me up. Let me be abased and God will pick us up in due time. But let it be with the revelation. I don't want to be lifted up. I don't want people to look at me and say, oh, he's a minister, or he's a deacon. No. I want them to be able to just say, he's a Christian, a true person with Christ's life being expressed, coming forth, manifesting a vindication, a manifestation, not a claim or just a profession, but a possession of my claim. Amen. If I've got a title to a car in my hand, that car is mine. There ain't nobody taking it. And that's the way it is with this. When that life is being expressed, people will see it because God is expressing himself to this world, to this nation, to this people. You can't hide it when God is expressing, because it's him, and that was his desire, was to express through these bodies. All he said was, yield to me. Give me your body as that living sacrifice. Yield me your spirit. Just give it all to me and let me finish the work. Amen. Let me see here.
Hallelujah.
He says when he was with, when he's talking here, and this is in God's Provided Place of Worship, preached in 1965, April 25th, about paragraph 29. He says, and he had a covenant with Adam, the first man on earth. And that covenant was on conditions. If you do so and so, I'll do so and so. And Adam would have had something to do in order to keep this covenant alive before God. He had to walk in God's ways, keeping all of his words, not breaking one word. But then he made another covenant. And that was with Abraham, whose seed we are by faith. Amen. That covenant was not on conditions, but was unconditional. God gave that covenant to Abraham, no strings tied to it at all. Unconditional. Not I will, I have. I've already done it. And that's the law that the Christians must live by, is not what we do ourselves, but what he has done for us. Christ has already been sacrificed. Not he will be, he has been. It's a finished product. He lived, died, rose again, and ascended into heaven, and has come back in the form of the Holy Ghost. So it's a finished work with God. Christ, knowing no sin, became my sin that I might stand in his place. He took my place, and I was in him at Calvary when he died. There I must die with him to live, because the law of sin and death is in the body. You have to die to be reconciled to him. Amen. Amen. But by grace there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. But as he says here, he says now, this is in calling Jesus on the scene, preached August the 4th, 1965. Notice, let us remember, he also created our bodies. And won't our bodies have to obey him? Amen. You surrender your thoughts to him, surrender your life to him, surrender your faith to him, and watch that body obey what he says. If you're a drunkard and you can't quit drinking, surrender that life to him and watch you'll drink no more. If you're a habitual smoker and tried to give it up and can't do it, just surrender that to him and watch what happens. He'll make that body come back in subjection to the word, yes, sir. But you've got to surrender it to him. You've got to believe him. He made our bodies, and they obey his will also. Do you believe that? Amen. My, when he has done the work, it's perfect. Amen. We'll make mistakes, but all by grace we'll overcome. Because he said to the overcomer, will I grant to sit with me? And my, when I can see that overcoming, just think, saints, of all that God has done to build faith in, to bring you to an assurance. Just look at any scripture. Many as I rebuke, many as I chasten and rebuke, yes. I love. And if you can receive chastisement, then you're a son. Amen. What an assurance, saints, when you know the word of God can come right down the line, lay you out. Nobody may have knew something that was in your life. Maybe you was doing something nobody knew anything about. But the Holy Spirit through the word pinpointed you, and it was just like they might as well have called your name out. Because you know, I know, if you've ever had the Holy Spirit deal with your heart, you know what it's like to sit in that bench and have it feel like they might as well have just said my name. But by grace, if there's something on the inside that's able to cry out, Lord, oh, I want that placed under that blood, and to see that overcoming take place. Well, that is an assurance in itself to know God is finishing his work. It's finishing. It's God in control. He hath already finished. We're just acting out our part in Him just through these bodies, is manifesting Himself to a people. Bring in that vindication, saints. My, we need to really put ourselves in there. That we've got to get ourselves in there. When God sees fit for these things to come around and His time for the Holy Spirit to continue to move on with these things, we need to make sure we haven't forgot what we've already heard. But keep it fresh in your heart. Keep it fresh. The Holy Spirit is wanting to move, and He's going to move. You're not going to hinder Him. But don't be one that's dragging your feet, making something push you. Stay in the harness. Lord, let me press. Stay right there. Lord, keep me in the Spirit. Keep me prayed up. Keep me moving, Lord. Whatever You want, let it be to me according to Your will. My, we're here for His purpose, for His will. Amen. Let me see. I think I had another. Amen. We don't need to read that. Amen. But you know, it's wonderful, saints, what God has done.
Amen.
And that's why it don't matter what circumstance comes. Mm-hmm. We should be able to approach it the same as that shoe. It is well.
Amen.
It is well. All is well. There's no, oh no, what now? What about this? What about that? Maybe you've got a lost loved one. Take it to God in prayer and just say it as well. Who knows what God's got? Who knows what way God's going to move or what way this is going to happen? Or maybe you've got need of this or that. It don't matter. Just leave it to God. He's in control, saints. He's give you every promise that He could ever give you. He's already given you. You can't come to Him and want another promise. He's already given to us. They're here. We've got to accept them by faith and know it's for me. That's for me. Just as much as I know He died and shed that blood, and I know it's there as a bumper between me and Him, I know He died for my healing. His stripes was for my healing. I know that for my iniquities was His back beaten, broken. Oh, for me. As me, all of these things was for me. And you as an individual has got to see it was for you. We can't ride on each other's shirt tails. I can't ride in on your revelation. You're not going to ride in on what I got.
Amen.
But as individuals before God, we got to make sure we're walking, talking, living just what God wants.
Amen.
We all may be on different stages of growing. Just like a cattle in the fields. One might seem to be a little taller than the other, but they're all still growing. They're all growing. And they will all come to maturity as long as they get what they need to get there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can't accept nothing else.
Right.
It's got to be that full, genuine, pure word.
Lord.
But it will bring that maturity into the bride. It is bringing it. It's already coming, saints. My, I'm telling you, if you can see God moving in your life, if you can see the smallest thing, I don't care, just the smallest thing. Maybe He didn't move a whole mountain for you. Maybe He just moved a molehill. But be thankful. And I would never fail to declare, He moved a molehill for me. Amen. Give Him praise. Give Him honor and glory for what He hath done for you. Amen. He has already finished it.
Oh,
we're just here like puppets playing out our part. But God is doing the work through us. God, not man. Man can't live by every word. It's impossible. But God can. And He poured out Himself in the form of the Holy Spirit into a people. Separated Himself, not something different, nothing else, but separated Himself and poured it into the church. Oh, hallelujah. You ought to be so thankful. Amen. If you can see by faith and revelation, He was poured into you, into this flesh body. Oh, my. We ought to be so glad. Oh, you sisters can come to the instruments. May the Lord bless you.
All that was poured into Christ. Christ poured into the church. Amen. It was poured right into us. Here we stand by the grace of God, having that same nature living within us. Oh, my. That's why people ought to be happy. That's why people ought to be really thankful, because they see that and understand that, you see. And it's all what He's done for us. As He said, it's not what I'm going to do. It's what He's going to do through us and what He's already done for us. You see, as I couldn't help but to think about it as Brother Timothy was reading that in the 30th verse of Romans 8th chapter. And it says here, He hath justified. See, it's hath is past tense already. All right, hath justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. He also glorified. Now, what's glorified? esteemed, glorious, magnified. He hath already esteemed us glorious and magnified. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He's already done that. It's what He's done for us. That goes right back to that you seeing yourself right there in that word. And He's talking to you personally. Amen. That's how you can stand on the promises God's given to you. Amen. Glory. I love the word. I thank the Lord for the word tonight I've heard. Amen. It just is something on the inside. Just amen. Amen. Now, if it wasn't for His grace and His mercy, I could be like some drunk down the road here. You could read those scriptures to him. Why, a bunch of nonsense. My goodness, I'm so boring. I want to go watch some TV show. But oh my, you give me that word. Amen. Amen. Glory, that's me. Hallelujah. What about you? Is it you? Amen. Hallelujah. We appreciate these brothers helping us out. Amen. We're so thankful for it. And we just appreciate it with all our heart. I thank you, brothers, for mowing the grass last night. I wasn't able to make it last night, but I appreciate all of you that come out and worked and done that. We appreciate that. But I'd like to read just a few things, if you don't mind. And it'll go right along with what Brother Timothy was saying there. But just like you, it's for a purpose. Just have it in your mind. Dwell upon it. Meditate. And think about it. As the prophet said here in the rising of the sun, I want you to listen closely what he said. Now, of course, we know that it was an Easter message he brought. He's talking about Christ resurrecting and all these things and that life coming back in the bride in this hour. All right. This is in paragraph 29. He says, as people today are trying to say we should wash feet once a year or on Thursday or on Friday, we should take communion and all different doctrines. They argue about whether it should be this day or that day or whether it should be the Sabbath day or the first day of the week. All these things are just merely tradition. What good would any of it do to you or do you? Whether you have Lent or not Lent, if there's no life in you, what good would all this trying to keep this straight and that straight and saying this is the way it is and that's the way it is if there's no life in you? It's only a memorial, which there's nothing against it, but they have certainly carried it out their traditions, but left out the main thing. I want you to listen to that. They've left the main thing out, and a lot of people today are leaving the main thing out. I may, as I said, be able to quote that Bible 100%. I might be able to pick up Brother Branham's books and quote it 100%. And maybe not even miss the dot on the I, where it's it. It says it, and you got the dot right on the I. Everything perfectly. But what good is any of it if you don't have the life? Because that is the main thing of this entire message, is the life. Regardless of what I know about this or this, that, and the other, how well I can preach or how well I can listen or how many times I come to church or how well I pay my tithes and offerings, whatever it may be, what good is any of it if that life isn't there? All right? Now let me just go on with what he said here. He says here, Satan doesn't care how religious you are. I want you to think of this. Satan, we know, is our adversary. And he says, he's the devil, and he's going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour or destroy. Okay? But he is not concerned about how religious you are. Okay? Or how right you are in your doctrine. If you miss that life, you won't come up anyhow. That's why I've preached here before and talked about it before and showed scripturally before and quote-wise before of oftentimes a lot of the preaching that's going on in this hour. They're trying to bring out things that has nothing to do with the life. And in their ministry, there's nothing ever said about the life. It's always just telling only who Brother Branham was, or it's only just telling about what happened on the day of Israel, or only telling about Jesus and maybe resurrecting, which is fine. That all goes with it. It has to. Preaching about everything there is, even in the message, but don't have the revelation of the life. And don't understand what the life is all about. And that's why you don't hear the messages concerning, I'm talking about a message with the understanding or the revelation of what life is. Not just talking about it, but the revelation of what that life is. Okay? But what good is all this being religious and having holding to traditions and this holding to Easter, holding to this, that, and if there's no life? Now let's go on. It doesn't matter one thing unless you have been born again. Now what did I do when we... What I shouldn't say what I'd done because I didn't. But what did the Holy Spirit do as we begin to move into here? And we begin to find this deeper place in God. Look how more serious it is today of understanding what that new birth is than what it was before. Amen. We actually thought people had a new birth and didn't. Because we really didn't understand what the new birth done. The only thing we could think of is what in the past this last day Pentecost went through. Just praise God, get filled with the Holy Ghost, and you got the new birth. Not so. Not so. We found out that people can have the Holy Ghost on them and not be born again. And that's why they couldn't overcome. That's why they kept doing the same things over and over and over again. But the scripture tells us the overcomer shall sit within. And it's those that overcome. Now, who's going to do the overcoming? Christ living in them does the overcoming. It isn't the person. You can't quit nothing. No, sir. There's not a thing you can quit doing and hold to it. No way. Because you're too weak in the flesh. I'm too weak in the flesh. But what if someone comes in and lives in me that can outdo the flesh? Amen. Huh? That's much greater than the flesh. No wonder Paul said in Galatians 2:20, as Timothy read, I live, but yet it's not I, but it is Christ that liveth in me. I am crucified with Christ. You see? All right. So he says, therefore, if God raised up Jesus from the dead, did he raise him up for a memorial? And is this resurrection morning only one day in a year or a certain day that we celebrate this? Is that all it's got to do with it? No, it's in every second living life in you. I didn't say once a week. I didn't say 7 days, 1 week, and then 7 days off. No, every second of your life is Jesus Christ now living through your body. Okay? That is a revelation to have in this hour. All right? Or are we benefactors of his resurrection? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to you? Now we believe by faith that he raised from the dead, but what has that got to do with me? That was 2,000 years ago. But what does it mean to me now? What does it mean to me every day in my life, you see? All right. How can I overcome? This is what Brother Bram said here. We see this, paragraph 44, we see this age that we're living in. It's one of the grandest ages of all ages. This Laodicean church age is the grandest of all church ages because it's the ending of time and the blending of eternity. And then it's the greatest sinful age. It's more sin in this age than it's ever been. And the powers of Satan is many times harder to fight against than it was in any age. Back there in the early ages, a Christian could, for his profession of in the church, of belonging to Christ, could be beheaded for it. He could be killed and put out of his misery and go to meet God. But now the enemy has come in the name of the church. And it's so deceiving, as we talked about Sunday, this is the great age of deception. When Christ said the two spirits would be so close in the last days till it would deceive the very elect if it were possible. See, remember, Christ spoke of an elected people for this last day. I'm one of them. Amen. Come on now, we've got to be men and women. Amen. Sons and daughters of God that immediately when you hear something, you know you're one of them. Amen. That's how the revelation's got to strike your heart. Immediately it's there. Amen. You don't even come to one phase there that you're not even thinking about it, and it's just, you're just in la la land. When you hear that word, immediately faith places it there. Because I'm telling you, if it don't, it's not for you. This is for God's elected. You see? All right? Christ spoke of an elected people for the last day. See, it would deceive the very elected if it were possible. So close. The people so live. Now listen. The people so live. People can live a clean, holy life. Not be sinful or adulterers or drinkers and liars and gamblers. They can live above that. And still not with it. That's what we didn't once understand. We once thought, well, if people believed this message, they'd say from their lips, and they lived a good, clean, moral life, and they didn't drink, well, sure, didn't smoke, went to church all the time, and dressed pretty decent. We thought, praise God, they're a son of God. We found out they may not be. See? And still not with it. That's right. Are you listening to this last couple words? On this paragraph. This is the age of life. That is going to be the most important thing this message is about. The life. His life. Living through you. That is the most important thing. If that happens through you, everything else comes with it. I do not have to worry about a healing. I know by His stripes I'm already healed. I don't have to worry about going in the rapture. I'm already in it. Hallelujah. I'm just waiting for the final change of this body. My journey is finished, as He said. I'm just acting out my part. Race is what God did for me. Works is what I do in appreciation for it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. Seeking first the kingdom I am, and all these other things shall be added unto me. God promised it. I'm a recipient of that promise. Because by His grace I know I'm elected. You have to sit there and know the same thing. Hallelujah. And the only way I know I am is if that life's coming through me. I have no other assurance. I have no other way of knowing. I can't sit there and say, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe I am, I believe I am, I believe I am. No, it's showing through you whether you are or not. That's the only assurance you've got. Hallelujah. In closing, one more quote in the token. Therefore, in paragraph 78, therefore, as the evening shadows are appearing, aren't they? And the wrath is ready to be poured out from on high upon the ungodly nations. Surely they are. Oh my, I was talking about that work today, amen. And upon the ungodly unbelievers, upon the professors without a possession. My brother Timothy was talking about professors. Professing they're born again. Professing they're a believer. Professing they're following this message. Nonsense, it's more than following this message. The professors without a possession upon these things. And I've tried to unfold myself and live right among it, see, to see where it was standing before I said these things. And now we're living in the shadows and the wrath is ready to strike. And God is requiring a token that you yourself have received this token. The Holy Ghost. Now He's going to tell what the Holy Ghost is. It's the only way and the only sign that God will ever pass. Because it is the literal life of Jesus Christ. Return back into the believer. Hallelujah. Now we got preachers today going around preaching this message and telling them everybody. And now, Brother Branham didn't mean it had to be the literal life. Now, do you people realize the literal life is the exact life of Jesus Christ? Well, there's no way that's going to happen. He said He predestinated the people to be conformed to the image of His Son. How will it be? Because they'll have the same nature in them. Hallelujah. You let that devil talk to you and you'll never reach his life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Feel like preaching now. Amen. Glory. In closing. In identification. I keep saying closing, but my goodness. Good thing I only put up a few pages up here. His sinless nature expressed God's Word. He was the Word. So God expressed Himself by that sinless nature. May I stop here just a second? I don't want to keep you too long, but it just seems so good. Amen. Glory to God. To me, to talk to the people.
notice he, his sinless nature expressed what he was. He then, if his sinless nature, God expressed himself through that sinless nature, it shows that our nature is evil. I was talking about that nature we was born with. We were born in sin, shaping iniquity, the nature of that world. We come to this world speaking lies. See? And no matter how much we try to patch it up, that's why people can go to church 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and still give them the right test and they'll fail just like it did 40 years when they said they got it and didn't get it. That's right. Or he says, no matter how much we try to patch it up or how much we try to indoctrinate it with other things, it's got to become sinless. It's got to become sinless. Like he was. Oh my. And then God's word can flow through it. Glory. Hallelujah. What's that take? A new birth. Amen. Amen. That don't mean perfection in yourself. You can't be that. But you see, even our people are getting away from the practice of holiness. We begin to let down so many bars. We got to come to that place of we've got to that place where we come to a place of profession. He is our example, and he is our sin bearer. And then we profess that he is our peacemaker. He is our propitiation. Then if we profess that, then that is supposed to reflect him back in us. Anybody knows what reflection is, surely. Hey man, you take a piece of glass or a mirror or something like that, and the sun's shining, and you can reflect that sun that's up here on this glass and reflect it. You can show it on the wall, wherever, whoever's around you. If Brother Timothy walks up to me, I can take that mirror and shine it right in his eyes. See? Because it's a reflection. It's reflecting back what's shining through it. All right? Let's go on. He says here, then that's supposed to reflect him back in us. And we'll close here. Be patient. We are written epistles, a looking glass, that people can see Christ in us. And now, they don't now. He says, now if they don't, then we're looking at something else. What's he mean? We're looking at something else. You don't have a new birth. All right? She goes on to explain it. And we're not looking to him. We look to him, all the ends of the world, our world, and live. The only way you can is, see, listen, sinless nature expressed the word of God so much. He said the sinless nature expressed the word of God so much that he and the word was one. He said so. I and the Father are one. I do always that what pleases. I do always that what pleases. Father are one. I do always that what pleases. I do always that what pleases. I and my Father are just one. What about that same sinless nature being in you? Huh? Amen. Why would it be so hard to please God? Huh? You say, well, that sounds like I'm never, ever going to be able to make a mistake. I'll put it this way. You'll never want to make one. You may get trapped in something. But that's why his blood is there. Praise God that you can immediately put that under the blood and then by grace dig right back into that word and find the key to what it takes to overcome that thing. Amen. You see? Quit that nonsense. I and the Father are one. I do always that what pleases and my Father are, I and my Father are one, just one. He was so perfect in the image of God until he and God would express the same thing. I think I remember in Christ the Mystery of God Revealed and many of these other messages, I've heard the same thing about us and Christ together. And Christ is reflecting himself through us. Him identifying himself through us. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Oh. So now, where's this message going? These deceiving devil preachers in this message getting up and saying, oh, now, Brother Branham don't mean it's the literal life. It's impossible. Oh, my. It is for them, like the brother said. And it will be for them. Impossible.
but not to a son or daughter of God. Hallelujah. There's something about just hearing about it. Oh, glory, that's me. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. Hallelujah. My, my. He says here, sinless nature. See, he was a perfect, and he was so perfect in the image of God until he and God was the express same thing. He was the flesh, the Son, that expressed the deity of God. He expressed the deity of God. When a spirit-born man in faith, spirit-born, in other words, he got the new birth, a spirit-born man in faith places the word of God on his lips, it's the same as deity speaking. Every devil has to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you see any difference between you and Christ? It came from the same source. You're just as eternal as he is eternal. It's time we walk as sons and daughters of God. When as a child I spake as a child, I act as a child and done foolish things. But when I become a man, I put away those childish things. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Oh my, hallelujah. So he and the Word became one. Oh my. What are you doing every time you hear that word? As I receive the Word, I become the Word. Ain't that what the Scripture said? All right. So he and the Word become one, and the Word could express and could show to the world that example of what man should be. I'm not a message believer. That's not what it's all about. I'm a son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That by grace has heard that eagle scream. Hallelujah. And he called my name. Hallelujah. Glory! Amen. Oh, my. And man can't be that in himself. There's no way to educate to it. There's no way to join it. There's no way to baptize it. There's no way to do nothing to it. Only kill it! Amen. What's he talking about? That old nature. Glory! Amen. I'm about done. And let it be born again and a new nature come in. That's the only way. Kill that nature of yourself that you might become. And he skips here. And then the Word becomes a living thing. It just expresses itself through you. Then you're looking and looking in a looking glass. And when people sees you as a mirror, you know, God has a way of people won't, you know, they won't read the Bible. So God has made you a Bible. You are what you do and people looking at you. Amen. So when they see you, they'll see a Bible. Glory. Can they see a Bible in you? Oh my, can they see that love, that long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, forgiving? Huh? Not one that's quick to wrath? Huh? And gives forth kind words that turns away all that wrath? Huh? Is that what they're seeing? Glory to God. I just thank God for what's burning in my heart. Is it burning in you? Was there something about even the words that Brother Timothy read and I've just read to you? Is there something on the inside going, yes, 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 amen, glory, hallelujah, amen. Then you must be one of them. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, my. Woo. Glory to God. It's amazing. You don't need a microphone when you get under that. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Oh, don't you love him? Don't you love him and praise him and glorify him? You know, some people may come to church and they'll begin to, the song really gets up, you know, and people begin to sing and worship, you know, and some may have in mind of coming to get service, to get happy and rejoice and everything. I come with it in me. I just come to flow right in with it and just keep on going. Amen. Glory to God. I don't need somebody priming me and pumping me. It's burning on the inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I love him. Let us all stand. Glory to God. Think I'm crazy? I probably am. But I'm crazy for the Lord. Amen. Like Brother Bram talked about, the little man takes a little bit of, how do you say it, nuts and bolts to hold his yunk together. Amen. And if I can be a nut or a bolt to help hold the yunk together, let me help hold it together. Amen. Glory. You love him? You glad and happy what he's doing in your heart? Oh, my blessed assurance is so wonderful. Hallelujah. He's just, it's everything's just perfect. Everything's just right the way God does things. Amen. And as I said, you know, if nothing else, I can tell you, as far as with my experience, the deepest calling of the deep, even yet in my heart. And the thing that's out here, this word is responding to that call. Oh my, I know by His grace I'm one of them. Amen. Amen. I may not be exactly what He wants me to be yet, but I know this one. All is well. Amen. It's going to be all right. Amen. God's going to work it all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You know it's all well. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Whew. I better let somebody else up here. I might get too carried away. Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Amen. Oh, Timothy. Amen.
I probably need some help.
I wasn't born a song leader, I'll tell you, that's for sure. Amen. 360. But God has a reason for all of us and a purpose for all of us, you see. Amen. 360. All right, go ahead and start us on that, somebody.
That is in me, greater is He that is in me.
Amen.
Is He that is in me than He that's in the world.
Amen.
Satan like a roaring lion, roaming to and fro.
Yes.
Seeking whom He may devour, the Bible tells us so. Souls have been as prey to fall in some weak hour.
Yes,
God has promised us.
He's promised me. Amen.
Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than He that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing,
oh yes, amen,
the upper room and baptized all of them. And the power of greater than the earthly foe. I'm so glad I've,
amen, glory, I got it too.
Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than He that is in the world. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me.
Verse.
On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them.
Amen.
With the power greater than any earthly foe. I'm glad I got it too, and I let the whole world. Greater is He that is in me.
Yes. Glory. Hallelujah.
Greater is He that is in me than He that's in the world.
Amen. Oh, glory. That's good, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I just love it. I'm so glad I got it too. I let the whole world know.
Amen. Sing it again, that last one.
On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with the power greater than any earthly foe.
Amen. So glad I got it too. Oh, let the whole world know.
Oh, greater is He.
sing that last one again.
On the day of Pentecost, a rising mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with the power greater than any earthly foe. I'm so glad I got it too. Amen. Yes. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Yes. He that is in me. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah.
No wonder they thought they was drunk when they come down out of there.
Oh my! Praise God! Yes!
Yes, Lord! Hallelujah. Oh my, so wonderful. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. What I feel in my heart, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. Glory. I'm so glad I got it too. Amen. The same Holy Ghost fire that come on the day of Pentecost is right on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Oh, greater is He that is in me than He that's in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. You glad you's here? Hey, I wouldn't want to miss it for anything. No way, just to feel the sweetness of His Holy Spirit. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Danny, come on up. Dismiss us. Come on up. Amen.
Yes, Lord. I was just sitting here thinking, God bring it to my heart. I fought God for a long time, I did. And I'm not ashamed to tell you that because I know I'm human just like everybody else. I thought, now, Lord, you called me, and you called me by your grace. And I thought, but what am I? You know, I thought, what good am I? Now, I'm just going to run a little while, and if you love me, you'll bring me back. I said, you know what He said to me? He said, real sweet. He said, now, son, He said, I won't leave you there. And I thought, I was just me, you know. I wore down. I fought Him so long till I can't fight no more. And now it's just time to just give up. Yeah. It's battle time. Yeah. Battle time. Amen. And He showed me the biggest fish fight the hardest. When you catch a fish on the end of your line, that fish is going to fight you every tooth and nail. But when he finds out he's got a hook in him, he'll let go and that's where he's going. See what I mean? We're all big fish.
Amen.
It's the third pull.
Glory to God.
Big fish. Now,
thank you, Lord.
It's time for us to stand up and walk. Be men. Amen. And women of God.
Amen.
Not just think we know what we know. We got to know what we know.
Amen.
When we walk out them doors, we ought to know what we know.
Amen.
Raise the dead. Heal the sick.
Glory.
Is that right?
Hallelujah.
That's Jesus. And it's got to go right back to the same seed, Brother Branham said, that it was in the beginning. And if it does, if it's the same seed, it'll be the same life that was in Jesus Christ. The same life.
Amen.
The same very life. Anybody can see that if you got God's Spirit. You see it. It just calls at you.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You can't be nothing else. You try to be something else. I'm going to be honest with you. I tried to be something else. I did. I tried to run from God. I felt like Jonah. He got swallowed up by that fish. And he said, "Out of the belly of hell," cried I. "Unto your holy temple." We said, "I will look again unto your holy temple." And what did God do? I love that story. What did God do? He just spake to the fish, spat him out on the ground. And he was ready to go then, see. He started running toward Nineveh. But he was mad, though, because God did turn his heart. I went through all this, and I just went and said it, and now you're not going to do nothing to him? Yeah. Because what he just been through. He thought, "You put me through all that just so they turn around and you'd give and not do anything to them." See, he was mad. But God, if you're His, He'll prepare fish for you to be swallowed up. He will. He'll do anything. If you're His, He'll take you off the face of the earth if He has to, if you don't mind Him. But if you're His, He'll wear you eventually. You're like one of them big fish. He'll just wear you out. He'll wear you out until He gets you in the boat. He will. He ain't going to let you go. He ain't. He said, "I will lose nothing. I'll raise it up. There ain't nothing to worry about." I know that now. Oh, man. I know that now. I know that now. There ain't nothing going to turn me around. There's nothing that I'm afraid of. Now, there's nothing I'm afraid of. Nothing. I'm not afraid now. I was afraid before. Thought, am I really or am I not a son of God? You find out after a while you are, because He won't let you go. He won't let you go. He makes you it'll make you so miserable until you're either going to... I'm just going to be honest with you. You either kill yourself like Judas did, or you'll come by grace to God. One or the other. By grace, God won't let you do that. Yes, praise His name. I tell you what, now I'm happy. He took that spirit off of me, and now I'm happy. Yeah, I'm full of it now. All right. You guys ready to pray? Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You for Your mighty power of the Holy Ghost, Father. We thank You, Lord God, that we are not our own. Lord God, we've been bought with a price. Lord God, You've paid for us, Father. And Lord God, we have a purpose. If You called us according to Your purpose, O God, You will, O Lord, keep Your people. You're not a weak God. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. You're not a weak God, and You will not let Your people go, O God. Forgive me, O Lord, for tempting You, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, I'm sorry, O Lord. But give me strength now, O God, and give us all strength to stand in the power of the Spirit of the living God. For You are real, O God. And by Your grace and mercy we'll stand, O Lord. And that day, O God, Job said, "Though the skin worms eat through this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." He noted, O God, that You was going to raise him up. He knowed His Redeemer lived, O Lord. Now I pray, O God, for this people, O God. I pray, Lord, sometimes, O God, that I was just an old man ready to die, that I can just go to my reward. But, O God, may You give us patience, O Lord, to wait. Lord, for it's going to be worth it all, these small things we go through now, to see You, Jesus. We pray and ask You now, O Lord, to bless this people in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I love Him.
Amen.
He's so wonderful. In honor to Him, let's just sing a little chorus again. I love Him as we leave this evening. Amen. I love Him. I love Him. Because, oh God, I do.
He first
loved me and purchased my. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Nation on Calvary's tree. Amen. Don't you love Him? Oh, I thank Him for being here with us tonight. Oh, you may call it, well, it was just a little Thursday night service. I don't care, he was here. Amen. I'm so thankful he was here. Amen. Letting him have his way. Lord of God, I love him. He's so precious. Amen. May God richly bless you, and you're all dismissed. Hallelujah. Praise God.